The following is from Bloomberg View. Opinions and commentary from Bloomberg columnists.
I'm Megan McArdle, a columnist for Bloomberg View. There's a lesson to be drawn from Republican struggles to repeal and replace Obamacare. How much easier it is to hold radical opinions when you have no hope of passing legislation. As long as Democrats held the presidency, and Republicans didn't have the two-thirds majority necessary to override a presidential veto, conservatives could favor full repeal without meditating on the havoc that actual repeal would wreak in the insurance market. Nor did they need to do the long, hard work that the left had put in, thinking about what they wanted the insurance market to look like. The Republican Party as a whole didn't even really have a consensus on what role the government should play in ensuring that people had health insurance, much less what specific policies should support that role. Had a more normal nominee gotten the nod, they might have put in that work over the last year in anticipation of a Republican administration. Instead, they got Trump and a November surprise that found them completely unprepared to actually do what they'd been promising for the better part of 8 years. Now Democrats get to be the ones holding cheap opinions about how fantastic Obamacare would have been if only they were still holding office. And that looks a lot like the future of American politics. I'm Megan McArdle, a columnist for Bloomberg View. For more commentary, go to BloombergView.com or view Go on the Bloomberg Terminal.
This has been Bloomberg View.